everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the great success stories for promotion efforts for U.S. beef is in the international marketplace. Tell us more about that.
Well, when it comes to the beef export markets, the United States exports to more than 80 countries, and our efforts to the Beef Checkoff to promote U.S. beef overseas add value back to Oklahoma's beef producers' bottom line. To put it into perspective, as of October of 2018, the value per head for fed slaughter was valued at $320 a head, according to data from USDA.
And there's lots of success stories to share. For example, in Japan,
the U.S. Meat Export Federation supported a USDA prime beef promotion of beef chuck eye roll in a large national supermarket chain in Japan with 176 outlets. During the period, the retailer sold more than 220,000 pounds of U.S. beef, which was a 42% increase over the same period in 2017.
And you can learn more about these efforts by going to oklabeef.org and clicking on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cattle markets turn lower once again here on Thursday with sharp triple-digit losses in feeder cattle, quickly adding pressure to all cattle trade. March corn futures were about 2 cents higher. Stock markets lower in light trade. The Dow Jones 400 points lower. NASDAQ down 120 points. Live cattle futures eroding throughout the day with contracts 65 to 90 cents per hundredweight lower. The current market pressure is still a long way from indicating any technical pressure, but the inability to continue to support nearby contracts after setting new contract highs last week is weighing on the overall momentum of the complex. Cash cattle activity remains sluggish today with a few bids just starting to develop. It's likely not to see any trade decisions made until sometime Friday. In feeder cattle, follow-through pressure quickly developed throughout the day as triple-digit losses were seen in all contract months. The weakness in the feeder cattle futures adding even more pressure to the live cattle complex, which posted additional losses near $1 per hundredweight. Front month January futures tumbled $2.50 per hundredweight lower from last week's highs as traders were unable to bring additional buyer support back into the market the first couple of sessions of 2019. Even though firm beef demand is expected to develop, the lack of support in the outside markets and concerns of global market pressure has limited price support in cattle trade. Meanwhile, today, grains were trending higher with corn trade flat to 1 cent higher, with trade still working to slowly build some type of upward momentum. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents higher today with line buying on weather concerns and hopes for trade progress. Meal was $1.50 to $2.50 higher, with oil 5 to 15 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 3 to 9 cents higher as trade still worked to build that crossover on the charts with a good close today needed to accelerate buying with the higher protein classes leading us today. The dollar carving out more of a range as well with trade easily giving back some of yesterday's gains. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.